At the center of the city, in a wide open square, there is something very awesome. A lion! Well, actually, it's just a statue of a lion. He's standing proudly in the town square with his mouth wide open, like he's letting out a mighty roar. And if you look closely, inside that stone mouth, you'll see something even more awesome than a lion. A pigeon! His name is Rock Pigeon, and he belongs to a squad of crime-fighting heroes called Real Pigeons. Today, the squad is having a day off, because even heroes need to relax sometimes. They are kicking back on the roof of their gazebo in the park. Grandpowder Pigeon is reading the newspaper.
Let's see, what's in this torn page from last week's newspaper?
Homie, the homing pigeon, is taking a nap, with his wings tucked behind his rectangular body as he dreams about what else but bread.
Hello, dream bread. Come into my dream mouth.
And Frillback and Tumbler are laughing their heads off, doing some feather boxing. Feather boxing is a bit like fighting, but with feather tickles instead of punches.
I'm going to win this feather boxing match for sure, says Frillback as she tickles Tumbler.
Whoever wins will be the featherweight champion!
Tumbler giggles. But Rock Pigeon is still inside the mouth of the lion statue in the town square, because Rock loves fighting crime so much that he can't stop. He's keeping watch over the city just in case there's any trouble. And trouble is on the way. From his hiding place, Rock can see the park, the gazebo, the entrance to the underground parking lot, a stinky alley, and a donut shop. It's a busy day in town. Humans are coming and going. Cars are zooming down the street. And a fox is bounding across the town square. Hang on! A fox? In the middle of the city? Rock narrows his eyes as the fox finds a twig on the ground and starts chewing on it. Or at least, he tries to chew it.
Uh-oh,
says the fox. The twig has gotten stuck. It's jammed upright in the fox's open jaws. The fox can't close his mouth or get the twig out. He looks terribly uncomfortable, and Rock feels sorry for him. But if he flies down to help, the fox will rip him apart. After all, Rock is a bird. And foxes eat birds. Luckily, Rock isn't just a bird. He's also a master of disguise. Dressing up is his pigeon power, and he knows what to do. He flies to a tree and rubs sap all over his wings and legs, changing the color of his feet and feathers into a dark brown. Next, he borrows a red scarf from an old lady out for a stroll.
I'll bring these back in a moment,
he says to the stunned human. Then he finds a bunch of broken eggshells inside a garbage can.
Oh, goody,
he says.
Eggshells make great teeth.
Rock wraps himself in the red scarf and sticks the eggshells in his mouth to look like fangs. When he gets on all fours, he looks just like a fox. The fox with the twig stuck in his mouth won't eat Rock now that he's disguised as another fox. Rock prances across the city square and plucks the twig from the fox's mouth.
Thanks,
says the fox.
I'm Red Fox. Snacks aren't usually that much trouble.
Leave wood-eating to the beavers and termites, says Rock.
He has saved the fox and the twig. Red Fox takes off.
Anyway, bye!
And the old lady takes her scarf back from Rock.
You can't play with my scarf forever, Pigeon. My neck gets too cold.
But Rock hardly notices. He's staring at the twig he's just rescued.
Oh my,
he says, holding it in his wing.
What a handsome twig you are.
Twigs make pigeons feel warm and good, like when you drink a hot chocolate and snuggle into your grandma's nightgown. And this one is especially lovely. It has perfect grain, a cool curve, and one perfect twiggy spike that sticks out like a little nose.